7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Leicester City facing defeat here and the possibility of a fifth, because Alexis McAllister will still feel, despite the penalty,
it doesn't look
that he's
good.
Due a moment of magic, and in it goes. Oh,
no.
There it is.
Oh no, 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 no.
Well, he deserves that.
Yeah, he does, but Leicester City doesn't. Oh my goodness gracious, hello, it's 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. And we are live from the Cow Bowling Alley today. We're gonna do some bowling for cows. Who's we? Well, me and Peppa, because Peppa's right here trying to lick my shirt. Why are you licking my shirt? You're so crazy. You're so crazy. Yeah, you're just trying to sit down. Yeah, okay. So I've got the cat sitting here. We were watching football. Oh, it's no good for Leicester. Leicester's at the bottom of the table and they just got stomped. Well, there's actually like 40 seconds left in this game, but oh, I cannot watch it. And Pippa said, no, it's going to be too painful. Oh, our Leicester Foxes are not doing well. Bottom of the table. Bottom of the table. All right, so anyway, I'm sitting here drinking some tea. Yummy. Because they serve delicious ginger may here at the Cow Bowling Alley. Oh, it's so good. I really need this morning. I got up way too early because I had to watch a race and watch some football at the same time. Oh, and here come the cows. Here come the cows, Peppa. They're gonna start bowling soon. Oh, it's cow bowling time. And it's also kitty business time. Look at this kitty. What are you doing, dingins? Doing cat business. Ooh, some nice Holsteins. Yeah, look at that. Holstein team is coming in. Oh, yeah, behind them, the Red Angus team. Oh, boy, we're going to have a hell of a bowling tournament today. Aren't we, Pippa? Yes, we are. What's that? Oh, you got itchy face? Yeah, it's an itchy kitty face. Okay, so, what was I going to tell you? Oh, now the cat decided to leave. You going to go drink some more water? Yeah, we had to do kitty water pouring, and I also had to put in some more kitty food, some ducky chunks in the ducky chunk bowl. So, yeah, it's like kitty delicious food time or something. I don't know what she's doing. So anyway, I'm consulting the napkins here, and I've got one little thing written down. And for anybody who is kind of new and isn't following the whole napkin thing, basically, every once in a while I like to go to this local taqueria and get some tacos, and I always get lots of napkins with the tacos. And I always have napkins left over that are unused after I'm done eating the tacos. And so these napkins will stay right around here. And I use them to take notes on. And, you know, when I'm having sinus attacks. But the problem here is I haven't been to the taqueria in a while. I'm out of napkins. So yesterday I actually had to get some paper. Some 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper to start taking notes on. I folded them up so that they're about the size of napkins, though. And so in the middle of the night when I have my bestest and most brilliantest ideas, the ideas get written down on these napkins. And what brilliant idea is written on this napkin right here? Well, let's see what's on this side first. Oh, yeah. Lots of good ideas that we've talked about on this side of the napkin. Like, you know, my new cat brush. My idea for a DTMF synth. Stuff like that. I used up all the room. And so on the back here, we have the latest great idea. What is the latest great idea? Well, I had this idea at about 2:30 a.m. last night. Wrote it down. I'm glad I did. This is... Actually, this needs to go on a different list. This needs to go on the list of synthesizer projects to build. And this particular project is an infinity gate. The infinity gate, a gate that is infinitely long. You turn it on and it never closes. Open that gate and let it rock. So how do you build the infinity gate? Well, it's very simple, actually. You just need 5 volts. I've actually already built one of these, but it's 9 volts. I built it to test some of the other junk I have. And it's just a 9 volt battery. It's DC. And I did put a pot on it. So, but there's also a switch. I have a push button switch. A normally closed switch. Meaning that gate on, DC there. But you push the button and it'll interrupt that. So I'm thinking maybe I'll add that little feature too. That's convenient. Because you could, you know, push the button and hold it. And then when you wanted to start your song or whatever, you know, release it. I have a bunch of functions that need, like, long gates. Like on Florian. You can remotely control Florian sequencers with a gate. Sequencer starts when the gate opens. Sequencer stops when the gate closes. So, yeah. Yeah. Now you can see why I might want to have something like this. So that's an idea. Well, Tobe, why don't you build it if you've already got the parts? You just take apart the other thing. Yeah, I could just take apart the other thing. But that's going to take more work than just building something from scratch. So I might as well just build it from scratch. And the only reason I don't do this is I don't have the power header I need. That's the irony. I've got all the parts, or at least almost all the parts. I could take some stuff apart to get the parts. I could cannibalize some parts, blah, blah, blah. I could wait for some parts to arrive regardless. The one thing I don't have is the power header. The thing to plug the cable into, the power cable into. That little piece of hardware that then sits on the board. Nah, 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 nah. Yeah, the irony is I actually have one of the cables. $15 cable. It's ridiculous. I need to order some parts. I've been lazy. I was going to do this yesterday. But I had a bunch of stuff. Okay. I can't talk about yesterday yet. But I did end up with some fireworks. How did I get a box of fireworks out of the whole deal? I don't know, but I've got at least like one 500 gram cake. I think I got two. And I got like two 100 shot Saturn missile batteries, a box of shells, two boxes of mini shells. I think there was a tank in the box, a whole bunch of stuff. Probably a good $100. Maybe even $200. Those cakes kind of expensive. So yeah. Now I need an excuse to light off fireworks. Alright, when's the next fireworks holiday? What is today? Today is September. And then there's a number of the day. And so what? Oh, Yeah, in less than 4 weeks' time, in about 3 weeks, we have Guy Fawkes Day. Gunpowder Plot Day. We could light some fireworks for that. That could be fun. Oh, boy. What am I going to do with all these fireworks? Pretty excited about it. Pretty excited. But plus a couple of other smaller cakes, like some like 200-gram cakes. So that's fun. Oh, I like drinking tea. I like drinking tea. I like fireworks. I like synth. I like to make things. I like to make things out of electronic doodads. What else was I gonna make? Oh yeah, where's that other? Where is that one list anyway? Is this it? Is it? Yes. This is the list. Did I put power header on? Yeah, I got power headers on here, and then I wrote, and cables. You know, might as well get some more, right? You gotta get the Y cable. Oh, I gotta get... Yeah, I need to get a whole bunch of wacky stuff and get to building. Alright, so now I'm gonna go over here, see if there's anything new on the jukebox here in the Cow Bowling Alley. Oh. Oh, what's this? Oh, darling.
Just floating like a butterfly, so charming.
Baby girl.
She recognized the man in me.
Number one of the world.
There's something in her eyes like a spell getting me ignorized. Oh Lord, she gave me one smile, two smiles, three smiles. She got me going wild.
Worth more than diamonds and pearls.
So baby, don't change your style.
Sweet honey. Second to none, you defeat the favorite woman you love. It's like
社長。
Having fun just because they got some good music here on the jukebox here in the Cow Bowling Alley. First we heard Shaka Dima and Pliers, with Tease Me. And then we got the great Mick Jones and Big Audio Dynamite doing Come On Every Beatbox. Good stuff. Good stuff, Mick. What's old Mick doing these days? Let's see, I don't even know. I haven't been paying any attention. I feel terrible. Oh, that's who I need in my band. Mick Jones. Well, I've got another game I need to watch. I do like football. When is that game? Oh yeah, no, we're good. We're good. That game doesn't start for another 45 minutes from about 40 minutes from now. So I'm golden. I'm golden. I'm goodness. And I'm thinking about eating a pickle. Well, you know, I don't know if I'm seriously considering eating a pickle. Or if this is just an unbidden thought. Well, maybe I... Did I mention that I ate a pickle the other day? I ate some pickles recently. Remember like 2 months ago I bought that little container of pickles and it was outrageously expensive and I couldn't open it and it was just weird? Well, like about 5 days ago, I decided I needed to eat a pickle and I thought maybe I'd battle that container again. But this time I got smart and I got some knife and I added some knife to the container. And now it's a lot easier to open the container. Because knife. I love you, knife. And so then I ate a pickle. And so now that I'm thinking, you know, now that the container can be opened without too much difficulty, maybe I need to eat a pickle right now. Am I hungry for a pickle? This is the whole thing. I can't really figure out. And these pickles are kind of good. They're pretty good. They're the best pickles I've found so far. They've got kind of a lot of garlic in them, which is fine. It's not that I'm anti-garlic. I'm certainly not anti-garlic. I do love a kosher pickle, but these are a little much. And when I say a little much, I mean, you notice it. You go, wow, what a garlicky pickle. Weird. I just had a weird flashback. I just had a weird flashback to elementary school. Weird. When I was in elementary school, how old was I? I was 10 or 11 years old, and our class was split up into groups, and we had to make a commercial. We had to make a television commercial, and we had to invent a product, and blah, blah, blah. Let's see, me and Eric Kiscone and John Allensworth, we were one little group, and we made this bug spray commercial. But Kurt Zuba, Mike Kurt Zuba, he invented a product called Presto Pickle. Presto Pickle. Basically, they were instant pickles. I don't know if they were like dehydrated pickles or whatever. But, you know, just add water and you have an instant pickle. And he had a little jingle and it went, Presto Pickle, it's new, just add water and you'll have a pickle in front of you. Presto Pickle. Yeah. And then he got yanked out of school, got sent to parochial school. And then, let's see, that would have been like fifth or sixth grade. So about 5 years later, he was the manager of my band. And the irony is he changed his last name. This poor guy. He changed his last name to his grandparents' last name so the name wouldn't get lost. The grandparents, of course, were afraid that their lovely, beautiful ethnic name was going to die out, and it was going to. That they had no male airline. Is that the word I'm looking for? Airline? I don't think so. Anyway, so they talked their grandson via their daughter into taking their name. And in doing so, they would give him a car. And so, yeah. He graduated from high school, got a lovely $60,000 car, and changed his last name to help propagate the name. And then, I don't know how many years later, he finally came out as being gay. I guess he can always have adopted children. He is single. And he runs the bowling alley. Not this bowling alley. Not this cow bowling alley. He runs a different bowling alley. The one with gay bowling, which is huge here. I gotta go see what he's doing. I haven't talked to the guy in a long time. I haven't seen him forever. The last time I saw him was when I was working in a print shop. And he came in and he's like, "Tub," I'm like, "Curdy." Kurt Zuba, that is his nom de guerre. Oh, I haven't seen that guy in forever. All right, so what are we doing here? Oh boy. Yeah, it's we're starting the next round of the cow bowling tournament. So yeah, we got some cows coming in. Oh, we got some Black Angus. We got some Schleswigs. I hope that Schleswig team does all right. And is it just me? Or am I getting hungry for a hamburger? Maybe you could eat a pickle with a hamburger today, Tope. Yeah, maybe I could. I could go to the bar. There's a sports bar kind of close to me. It's actually like sort of next door to my Chinese restaurant. It's not really next door. It's in the next little, tiny little strip mall next door. It's not 30 meters away. I could go to the bar. They do have good pickles at this bar, and they have good French fries. The burgers are pretty damn good, too. But if I'm going to... should I do it? Should I go to the Greek restaurant and get a hamburger? I haven't had a hamburger in forever. And I do love the Greek hamburgers. I don't know. I have a dangerous amount of money in my pocket. I think I have enough money in my pocket to order a hamburger. Oh, God. Should I do it? Should I do it? I don't know if I should... I don't know. If I do, though, I'll tell you tomorrow on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I might eat a pickle.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.